that we had one of the questions we had, we also did this originally in the Shurim. One of the questions I remember which year was the Shita Saraivit. We had the Raivit Shita. And the Raivit Shita was, we held on with Machlekes Rav Shmuel and Yevamos Daf Pei, that you're an islandist Lamafreya. According to Rav, you're an islandist Lamafreya. According to Shmuel, you're an islandist Lomikan Lahavo. So according to Rav, that you're an islandist Lamafreya, we had three Shitas. Rashi said you're Lamafreya from the age of what? Then you're 12, the Ravan said 12 and a half. And the Raivit said from the time of what? Simoni Naris. Simoni Islandist, rather. What happens according to the Raivit, you're in Simoni Islandist? So we had a whole discussion that will he hold like Rashi? He'll hold like the more novel opinion, either like Rashi or like who? Like the Ramban. And that depended on the Rav's reading a Rashi or Michael's reading a Rashi. But if you remember correctly, what did we say in the Shurim? After that, you remember what we said? David, you asked that. The Rambam says, you just asked this yesterday. What's the Rambam Shita? The Rambam holds that you need what? The Rambam holds that you need to have Simonim Islandis. If you don't have Simonim Islandis, you are a what? You are a Katan and a Katana till the age of what? 35. Rambam writes that there is Beis of Cheskishis HaLachadalim. So it's a very good exercise what the Rambam would hold. Would he be like Rashi? Would he be like the Ramban? The Pashtus says you're going to have Simoni Islandis, you're kind of all the way to your 35, and then if you don't have any Simoni Islandis, you turn what? You become a what? You become a Gedolim. Because you cannot be your whole life a what? A Katana. So when David asked me that, I said that's only by a man, not by a woman. So Johnny pointed out, but what we said in the Rambam, there are things like a Gedolim, so you should say it by a woman as well. So the truth is, maybe the Pashtus says the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch says this is Sinukuf Nun Hay. Ibn Ezra Sipya Gimel, Simen Kufnunay, Ibn Ezra Sipya Gimel, that the halacha is that you dictate all the way to 35. So maybe what we said could be right. Maybe the rabbi argues on the Rambam, but I didn't find it. I didn't find any Rishonim argue on that Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch that says dictate all the way to 35, just like you said by a man. So your question is, we said it originally in the Shurim like that. We had three stages, if you remember correctly. And therefore, that was the Maskana, Johnny very good, David very good, and Michael very good, perhaps. You follow me? Perhaps. But the chat is that we assume Medina, like the Rambam, like the Shulchan Aruch here, kind of all the way to 35. So that whole thing is a Shiloh. What do you mean, according to the Rambam, going to Simon Islands? Everyone agrees, Pashtus, she's a kind all the way to 35. Pashtus, everyone's going to agree to that. Okay, what number was that? Do you remember? It was on the top. It was 11 or 12.
The last sheet.
The very last sheet? I don't think it was number 12. No, it wasn't 12. It was 11, a sheer number 11 or 10 to fix that right. Okay. When did now begin Hilchos what? Hilchos Pesach now. Continue now. We had a sheer on Sunday on Pesach. Let us continue. Let's begin with the following. We mentioned on Sunday that there is an Isser Lav and an Isser Essay regarding Chometz, and the Lav and the Essay we want to discuss now is Vayirovay Motzei and Tashbisu. Okay? There is Vayirovay Uvayir Motzei, and there is of course the Essay called Tashbisu. Now we assumed on Sunday that according to Rashi they are all Haba HaTalia. That Vayirovay Motzei and Tashbisu are hinged upon one another. If there's a din of Vayirovay Motzei, then there's a din of Tashbisu. And they go hand in hand. Are you able to dig up cases where you'll have one and not the other? Will you have Vayirovay Motzei and not Tashbisu, or vice versa? And to introduce this Shiloh, to introduce this Kasha, is the following. How do we view the Isser of Chometz? Is the Isser of Chometz an Isser Gavra? Or is it a what? Is it an Isser Chetzel? We're familiar with that through our learning, the Gavi Nidarim and Shavuos. And the question must be asked regarding the Isser of Chometz. Is the Isser of Chometz an Isser on the Gavra or an Isser on the Chetzel? And I'll tell you where this is very germane, okay? And we'll get back to this. When we sell Chometz, usually you sell it every Pesach in the morning. If a fellow goes there to Israel or Europe for Pesach, So the shaila is, the mechira is, let's say it's 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. You're in Eretz Yisrael in Erev Pesach. When the Rav does the sale for you, it's 4 o'clock for you in the afternoon in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we know that Gemara writes in Sochem and Bavim and Bey that Akhar Zman Isser, it's no longer yours to sell. There are two things the Torah places in the Rishus for exclusivity to get nailed, to be over an Isser. What are those two things? Bor versus Rishus, you don't own it, but you're liable if someone gets damaged when you build a pit in the middle of Rishus Rabin. And number two, Chometz after Zman Isser. You do not own it to Makadosh, a woman, the Torah places in your Rishus exclusively to be over the Isser by your Adonai Matzah. Shnei Dvarim are placed for Shusha Shalom only for exclusive rights to be over Isser, to be off liable culpability for damages. So how on earth can the Rav sell your Chometz at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when you're in Eretz Yisrael? Well, that goes to heart and core, Jason, how you view the Isser of Chometz. Is the Isser of Chometz an Isser on the Gavra, or is the Isser of Chometz an Isser on the Chepsa? Because if it's an Isser on the Gavra, we got a big problem. If the Isser is on the Chepsa, you look at where the Chometz is. Well, in New York, it's 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Therefore, you can view the Mechir as being sold. Who is the Nami you have this problem at the end of Pesach? When the Rav buys back the Chometz for you from the non-Jew, you went west of New York, let's say to California, you went to Hawaii. Then when the Rav buys back the Chometz from you after Pesach, for you rather, then he's going to be buying it back to you, let's say 9 o'clock in the evening, on Motzi Pesach, or 9:30, and it's still in L.A. or Hawaii, it's still what Pesach for you. So that means you're going to be re-owning the Chometz, you're going to be buying back the Chometz, and be over in Isser. So if it's in Isser Gavra, we have a problem. If it's in Isser Chepsa, in that case it'll be okay, because the Chometz is in New York, not with you in Los Angeles or California, not with you in Hawaii. So this goes to a very central Shiloh Lachal Maisa. What is the Isser of Chometz? Is it in Isser Gavra or is it in Isser Chepsa that we're going to have to see what the Shittas HaRambam is? Okay. And if in fact it is, to obviate that problem, let's say the front problem, not the back end problem, is that you'll have to sell your Chometz on your Gimel. If you go to Eretz Yisrael or Europe, then you're going to have to sell your Chometz on your Gimel, because you want to make sure that what the Mechira will become. And therefore the Rav should sell your Chometz on your Gimel, not on your Dalet, the day before Erev Pesach. Okay? Therefore that will solve that problem. And also to solve the back end problem, you'll have to stipulate to the non-Jew that if you went west of New York to California or Hawaii, what you're going to have to do is what? Say that only when wherever you are in California or Hawaii, you only want to buy back the Chometz when it's Pesach is over for you, wherever you are in the world. You'll have to stipulate that in the Mechira to solve that problem on the tzad that Chometz is in Isser Gavra. We're going to see the from the Shittas HaRambam that Chometz Taki is in Isser Gavra. Okay. So the question is, can you dig up cases where there is one and not the other? So let's begin. We have a Ramban al Torah. The Ramban al Torah in Shmos Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Tes writes that if you own Chometz that is not in your domain, the Ramban writes, if you own Chometz that is not in your domain, what's the din? Eitah Noam, what's the din? You're not over what? By your own, by Matzah. It's got to be Gavulcha, in your boundaries, in your borders. But, is there a mitzvah sesei of Tashbisu? Yes. So the Ramban al Torah quotes in the Chilta, Eina Birshuscha, Ein Baal Yeroeh. And when I write by Yeroeh, I mean also by your Matzah. Achein, what is Achein? However, Yesh Tashbisu. You better go get that Chometz. You own 10 loaves of bread, it's in your friend's domain. You have to burn it. Mitzvah sesei. You won't be over by Rabbi Mutzah because it's not your borders, not your domain. But don't think, like we set up on Sunday, like Rashi, that they are so tightly connected. Rashi seemed to say that. That every time you have by Rabbi Mutzah, you'll have Tashbisu, right? The Lava Nita Glasse. Seems that way. That's what Rashi said. We're digging up, number one, that there's a difference between Bayerah, Bayamatze, in such a case. That's number one. Number two, there is a sheet of the great Gaon, the Achiezer of Chaim Oizer, where Chaim Oizer writes Chele Gimel Simen Hey Sifkot and Vav. Achiezer. Chele Gimel Simen Hey Sifkot and Vav. What happens if you singe bread? Singe. Achiezer writes, you're machrit, okay? You're machrit. What does machrit mean? You singe the bread. You don't make it a charcoal mamish, but you singe it. Writes the Achiezer a stunning chiddush, and the chiddush warns the following vein, okay, that even though there is no issur of bayirah bayimotzei, if you singe it, ein bayirah achein yesh what tashpisu, meaning you are not yotzi tashpisu till you make it black charcoal. Through singeing it, you're not yotzi tashpisu. So I want you to get this. We should write ein bayirah achein yesh adayin kiyum. I'll write yesh adayin kiyum shel tashpisu. You have not fulfilled tashpisu yet because you must make it black charcoal. Dov, you follow me? This is another case where we've distinguished between bayirah bayimotzei and what tashpisu. This is what the Achiezer writes. Now the chiddush within the Ravan, you should write down. The Shagetzaria is the one who points that out in Simen Pei Gimel. Shagetzaria says, even though the Ravan Alatir says it's not in your domain, there's no bayirah bayimotzei, but the Shagetzaria says you're still a mitzvah of tashpisu. You better get rid of those loaves of bread. Number two is the chiddush of what of Rav Chaim Moser, that if you singe the bread, there's no issur by your own say, but there's still a mitzvah of tashpisu. You must make it black charcoal. That's a second marker. And number three, a third marker is, when does the issur of bayirah bayimotzei start? Someone tell me. When does the issur of bayirah bayimotzei start? When? Noon? Pesach itself, mamish. Most Rishonim say, Rov Rishonim say, the Pesach. That's what bayirah is. Most Rishonim. When does tashpisu begin? For sure when? Erev Pesach. Sheishos. But the Rush says even 30 days before. If you're going on a trip now, and you get rid of all your what? You get rid of all your chametz, you're fulfilling tashpisu. So, Rov Rishon of Pesach bayirah, achein, I'm going to say the Rosh Hashita, lefi arash, tashpisu can be fulfilled right now, 30 days before. Achein lefi arash, yachol lekayin tashpisu, 30 days before you. Tashpisu, kol shloshim yom, kiddush nifla. But what do you see from that? The time range disparity, right? Look how disparate they are regarding the window of time. By your own going, the best tashpisu can be filled beforehand. Now there is a Rashi. I want you to know that I gave it to you in the Mar Makalos. There is a Rashi in Sochin on Dalud and Aleph, Dibur Maskil Bein the Rav Meir, that says by your own, it's a very important Rashi. Get it down. That by your own begins on Erev Pesach and Chatzos. So there is a Rashi that says by your own it begins Erev Pesach on Dalud and Aleph. So that already you could say, oh, well, maybe tashpisu starts then as well. Maybe Rashi doesn't hold like the Rosh, and it starts 30 days before. So that would keep us in mind with what we said Eitan on Sunday, that Rashi holds by Yeruah and tashpisu really what? Go hand in hand with one another. And according to Rashi, they have the same window of time. You follow me? Rashi doesn't agree with the Rosh, and it's 30 days before Pesach. And Rashi argues with Rov Rishonim that by Yeruah to start during Pesach, at Chatzos, it's not at Pesach itself. So if you arrange it like Rashi, Rashi keeps that configuration and that conceptual framework that it's the same window of time. Okay? We should note, though, the following. That there is a Marsha in Psochim and Daf Yudim with base that writes in Rashi that the Isser of Bayirah Bayimotzei begins Lel Pesach, like all the other Rov Rishonim. So the Marsha points out there's a Rashi and Yudim with base that is so Sarashi and Dalad and Manal. So then even according to Rashi, it has a different window of time. Okay? Moreover, the Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah in Psochim at Samech Gimel of Manal is Medayek from Rashi there that there is no Isser of Bayirah Bayimotzei on Erev Pesach. Okay? There is no Isser of Bayirah Bayimotzei on Erev Pesach. So you really have two Rashis. Marsha points out Rashi and Daf Yud. And the Tosfos Yontif points out Rashi in the Mishnah Samech Gimel of an Aleph that seems to say clearly there's no Isser by Yeruah by Matzeh by what? until you get the Pesach itself against that Rashi and Daftar Malach. So there are three Rashis on this issue. That last Rashi, you could get out of it and say that's according to the Sheet of Reb Shimon. Meaning the Mishnah Sachem Sanach Gimel Olav goes on Libid Reb Shimon, and therefore according to Reb Shimon, Lefnei Zman Isser, there is no Lefnei Zman O, meaning before Pesach, there is no Isser of Bayra by Matzah. Okay. So therefore you can get rid of the Rashi and Daf Samach Gimel and say it's not Shver, because that's a Sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon the Tana says there's no Isser of Bayra by Matzah anyway, Erev Pesach. Okay. So we've dug up three cases, please get them, where you have what? Where you have no Bali Rabbi Matzah, and you still have what? You still have what? A mandate of Tashbish. Okay? Is there any way that you can find a case Fakirt? Can you dig up a case where you'll have Tashbish? I'm sorry, where you'll have Bali Rabbi Matzah and no Tashbish? Is there such a possibility? Let's write that as one, because it's really a different genre of cases. Is there such a possibility? Perhaps. There is a Gemara in Sochem on Hayyamid base that writes the following. Chomets shekibul alav achrayis of a goy. Let's say a friend of mine is a non-Jew, and he says, listen, can you do me a favor? Can you hold on to a bunch of loaves of bread for me while I take a vacation? Lo and behold, it comes out to be Pesach. Chomets shekibul of achrayis of a goy. I hold them. I said, no problem. More than happy to. Lo and behold, it's Pesach. It's a big machlokas in Rishonim, three opinions, what my level of liability has to be. Do I have to be like a Shomer Chinam, Shia? Do I have to be more like a Shomer Sachar? I'm chayiv in what? Name and Aveda? Or do I have to be like a Shoal that I'm mamish what? Chayiv like a bar? Big machlokas. Nonetheless, the Gemara has black and white such a category that if I do that, I am over Baal Yira'eh Ubaal Yimotzeh. Everyone got that? If a favor should Gemara and suck him hand in base. I'm over Nisan Yiraisa. Because I took responsibility to my friend Goy's hummus. I am over the Yisr by Rabbi Matzah. Favor should Gemara and hand in base. Question we must ask is there a key of Tashbisu? I'll burn his hummus, I'll pay him back. I'll even buy him the same loaves. Is there a mitzvah essay of Tashbisu in this case? Gemara doesn't comment. What do you say? Shagasari writes, amazing Chiddush, Simon Ayin Ches, he says, for sure you're chayiv in Tashbish. Shagasari writes, also Yesh Din Tashbish. There is a lot of what of Tashbish. Okay? Who he writes? How does he prove it? I want you to get this. It's amazing proof. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Tzmura. Who can tell me what Tzmura is? What is the Isser Tzmura? You're not allowed to exchange the Kedusha. I'm Makdish Behemah. I cannot exchange the Kedusha from Behemah to Behemah B. It's an Isser in the Torah. Lo Yamir, Velo Yach Tefenim. Perak Aleph, Alech Aleph, and it was Tzmura. It's an Isser in the Torah. Okay. It's an Isser. Question, why is it an Isser? That's not for now. Tommy, I miss this anyway. The Torah says it's an Isser. Rambam tries to give it smarter. Achinuch gives it smarter. Nonetheless, are you Chayav Malchus for Tzmura? Yes. First Mishnah in Tzmura, Bezim and Aleph. Tzmura is one of the 63 Mesechtos of Shas. We learned it a few years ago in the summer. Baruch Hashem, we made a scene. Okay? You're Chayav Malchus for Tzmura. The Rambam asks Yaakov in the beginning of Tzmura, why are you Chayav Malchus? What is it? What should it be? Alav hanitak leesek. Because what does the Torah say? Lo yamir v'lo yachlifenu. What's the next phrase? Hu utumuraso yiyye. You try to get rid of the Kedusha from an A and put it on B. You know, it doesn't work. It stays on A and goes to B as well. But it stays on A. Hu utumuraso yiyye. So the Rambam, it's like an achron. The Rambam asks in the beginning of Hilchos Tzmura like a kasha. Rarely does the Rambam ask a kasha. He just says the dinim. He rolls around, rolls along saying the dinim. Rarely does the Rambam ask a kasha. In the beginning of Hilchos Tzmura, he fret a kasha. He says, why on earth are you chayav malchus for Tzmura? Shouldn't it be a lav hanitak la'esed? stark akasha. No. He gives two terutzim. Let's get them. Number one, he says, Michael, that there are two lavin to one essay. Higher mathematics, I can't even figure it out. 2 to 1. It's not called a lavanitic lesson. Lavanitic lesson means the essay's got to match all the lavin. You have one essay, you have two lavin. The maybe it's not a lavanitic lesson. Okay. Yaakov, you got me? Clear answer. Let's get this. What's the second terrence? The Mishnah in Tmura, Dr. Dalud Amanav says, how many types of korbanos are there in halacha? What are the three categories? I don't think we ever had an opportunity to mention it. Korban Yachid, Korban Sibor in the other pole, or what's in the middle? Korban Shutfin. The three categories of korbanos. Korban Yachid, Korban Sibor, Korban Shutfin. The halacha is, Mishnah says, the Feirish, in the Sechus Tmura, Yadalam Ra'alef, that the halacha of Hu Utrasa Yiyeh does not apply to a Korban Shel Sibor and a Korban Shel Shutfin. Get that down. The essay of Hu Utrasa Yiyeh only applies to a Korban Yachid. Does not apply to a Korban Sibor and a Shutfin. It's an often admission in Tmura that Yadalam Ra'alef. Therefore, the Rambam develops the following theory. Lavanitic lesse means the lav has to be matched in every category, every subcategory of your topic to be called a lavanitic lesse. If you dig me up cases, Natan, in Hilchos Tmura, where there's a lav and not an essay, that sheds light on the whole category that it cannot be branded and deemed as a lavanitic lesse. Only one of the subcategories has the lav and the essay. Which one's that? A Korban Yachid. But if it's a Korban Shutfin and a Korban Sibor, it only has the lav and not what? Not the essay. So that sheds light on the whole category of Tmur, even by a Korban Yachid, that it's not called a lavanitic lesson. Right? Lavanitic, like the Havdalah of Dolus. You've got to stick with the guy, right? In basketball, right? You want to be a defender, you stick with the guy every minute. You want to be called a lavanitic lesson, the Havdalah of Dolus? The lav has got to be stuck with an essay no matter what the subtopic is. All we have to be matched with the essay. And since it's not a time, the Ram develops a theory. It's also very sharp. The Ram also says very rude, but you really, it's like a, it sounds like one of the Gedolei Achronim's answers. Ram says it's for favors. He opens up Hilchos Tmura like that with two answers why it's not a lavanitic lesson. That's why you're high of malchus. So says the Shagat Zaryeh. Listen to this. If the Gemara says, Chomet Shekibla of Achrayas of a Goy, is Chayav black on white, ham and basim suck with Bayerah by a Matzeh, then what, Eitan? You better believe there better be a din of what? Tashpisu. Because if it's not Tashpisu, that means you've what? You've dug up a case where there's only a what? Where there's only a lav, meaning Bayerah, and there's no essay of Tashpisu. So how on earth could you call it a what? A lav anitak lesse. Who called Bayerah by a Matzeh and Tashpisu a lav anitak lesse? Rashi, what daf and sochim? Remember we learned it that Sunday? Sadi heyam and alim. It's an ingenious shagasarya, you know? He uses the rule of the Rambam Hilchos Tmura to say that in Chomet Shekibla Abayat to go to the Gemara says, Bayerah Abayat, there's got to be Tashpishu as well. What's the problem with the shagasarya? Go ahead, Jeremy. Excellent. Very good. Excellent. Body, very good. About all you guys. What does he say? He's using a rule in the Rambam to what? To explain what? Explain Rashi Shita. Why did the Rambam say not have office for Bayerah ben Matzeh? Not because it's a lavanitic lesson, but because why? Why did the Rambam say? We said on Sunday. Why is there no office for Bayerah ben Matzeh? Because why? It's a lavanitic lesson. Excellent. So he's using the rule of the Rambam and of the Tmura to work with Rashi Shita of the relationship between Bayerah ben Matzeh. The Rambam holds the Bayerah ben Matzeh, lavanitic lesson. That's a little bit of a difficulty in the Shagat Zaryeh is what? Mahala. You follow that? Excellent. Very good, Jeremy. Okay, we got it? So therefore the Shagat Zaryeh pops his Ladina. If I hold the chametz of my friend, my non-Jewish friend, my non-Jewish friend, my buddy, the halacha is I'm over what? My Rabbi Matzeh, and there's a din of Tashpish. Comes the Makor Chaim and argues. The Makor Chaim argues on this. The Makor Chaim is the great Golden Nesivus. On his Sefer and Hilchos Pesach, it is called the Makor Chaim. And the Makor Chaim argues in Dine Bedika Simon Dalin, and he claims Ein Din Tashbisu. There is no din of Tashbisu at all. No din. He argues with the Shagas Sardin. So what we have proven according to the Makor Chaim is, if I ask you, give me a case, Michael, where there is what? Where there is a din of Bayi Rabba Mate and no din of Tashbisu, whose sheet is that? The Nesiv is the sheet of the Makor Chaim by the case of Chomet Shekibul of Achrayas. We've dug it up. We found a case that you have Bayi Raya and you don't have Tashbisu. So what do you do with that Rambam and Hilchos Tumuru? So you can say what we just said. And he's not, you don't have to say Rashi has to be what? Subscribe to the rule of the Rambam. That's one thing you can say, right? Maybe Rashi would hold like the first answer of the Rambam. There's two Lavin and one essay. But he writes the following other theory. I want you to get it. It's a beautiful shot, he says. He gives you the following muscle, okay? For example, what's the din of Nosar? Someone tell me what the din of Nosar is. What's the din of Nosar? Meat of Korbanos was left over into the morning. What must you do with the Nosar? Excellent. When are you supposed to burn Kushim? Sreifas Kushim is only when? Biyom. Rak Biyom. Sreifas Kushim. Rak Biyom. Excellent. Let me ask you. Women, when it comes to Nosar, are you Chayav Malchus for the lab of Nosar? Yes or no? Yes or no? No. Either to lav shem amaisa or to what? Lav anitak lesa. If you leave it over, you burn it. Mitzvah says it. That etzes minatak the lav. Let me ask you a question. Sreifas kashrus must be biyom. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah says it. If it has to be done biyom, what is that called? Mitzvah says it. Shibbiz ban broma. Says the Nesivus, is there any Mishnah, Gemara, and Shas that says women are chayav malchus on Nosar? There should be. Why? Because they have the lav, but they don't have the mitzvah etzei to burn it what? To burn it biyom, because it's the mitzvah etzei shibbiz ban broma. What should come out? What should come out? Should come out that women should be chayav malchus still. Excellent on Nosar. And there is no Mishnah, Gemara, all of Shas that says this, says the Nesivus. So what's the pshat? Please get this. Writes the Nesivus the following. Granted, when you burn those kachim, when a woman burns those kachim, she won't get a mitzvah. But physically, she has an opportunity or an action to engage in that will save her from being over the lav. You follow me? The mitzvah, she can save herself from being over the lav by burning it, by disposing this buzzer kachim. Granted, she won't get points in Shemayim, but the mitzvah, she can do an action to get rid of it. And therefore, writes the Nesivus the same theory that Makor Chai by this. If I accepted chametz from my what friend who's a non-Jew, you better believe I'm over Bayi Rabba Yemasei. So how do I get rid of that Aron? Burn it. But when I burn it, would I fulfill a mitzvah? No, I would not fulfill a mitzvah of Tashbisu. I would just, Jeremy, be saving myself from being over alive by burning it. But I would not receive points in Shemayim. Just like women are never chayav malchus for Nosar, because there's a way to save themselves from being over alive, so too, there's a way to save myself from being over by Rabbi Matzei by burning the chametz. To make sure that I'm not going to be over any issue. That's the chiddush that emerges from the Makor Chaim. And the Rambam regarding Hilchos Tumuru is not germane because that's memeila. That essay happens automatically. So don't bring me the Rambam's rule in Hilchos Tumuru. That essay is not a physical action that you do to solve a problem. It happens memeila. It says, lo yamir v'lo yachlifenu. You try to exchange the Kedusha from A to B, it won't work. It stays on A and it goes to B. When I say it won't work, it won't be removed from A. That's a memeila essay. Happens automatically to turn into crease. But where you can do a physical action to save yourself, that doesn't necessarily mean you'll be high, you'll get points of Shemayim with the essay. Therefore, writes the Nesivus, the Makor Chaim, there is no din of Tashbisu. So we have proven very strongly, I want you to get this, that in fact, When you talk about by Rava Matzah and Rashi's framework that they're Habatai, it's not so pushed at all. We've dug up three cases where there's no din of what? By Rav, but there is a din of Tashbisu. And converse of that, we dug up a case, at least according to Makor Chayim, who says there's a din of what by Yerua and no din of Tashbisu, and the discussion with that Rambam and Hilchos Tumuros. That we had really one difficulty on that Shagasaryan, that he uses the Rambam's rule for Rashi. Yeah, real quick, Dan.
If a woman just go ahead and burn the elder, she would. I mean, if a woman does it, as a Shabbat member, still gets a mitzvah. If she gets a mitzvah, so too, if you do the Tashbisu, she gets a mitzvah.
Mitzvah Eseh Shemizman Grama, she is putter from.
She is
putter from. Sreif is Kachim is Beyond.
Right, if she does it, if a woman shakes the lulav, she gets a mitzvah.
What'd you say?
If a woman does a mitzvah Eseh Shemizman Grama,
she doesn't get a mitzvah like she did at Bechiyu. It's considered to be a mitzvah by Bechiyumis. Can she say a bracha? Rambam says no. The Ramon, it's a machlekes machaber Ramah. Even if you assume, good question. Even if you assume that she gets a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, to be called a lav hanitak essay, it can't be an optional essay. It's got to be an obligatory essay. The Haitian is exela. You steal. There's a mitzvah essay obligatory to return the stolen object. It's a good point. There might be some type of chiyuv. You might get some points that you might say points you might. I mean, from an obligatory perspective, there is no obligatory perspective. Okay? And therefore, that's the goof of the reason why a woman's not high mountain, because there's a way for her to get out of it. She'll get optional points at Shemaim. She won't get obligatory points. Yeah, real quick, Eitan.
Why don't you just say it's a lot of
that's one theory. It's a big machlokes and makis. It's a big machlokes. But if you don't assume like that, who's the famous Tana that says lav shimu maisa lok in a lot? Reb Yehuda. Let's say a holy Reb Yehuda. So the mahalach is a lavanitic lesson. Okay? Very well. Fine. This leads us to the next mahal. Please get it. There is a lav in the Torah that is not so well known and not discussed much. And that is the lav of Lotishchar al Chomet Dam Zivchi. Reason why it's not discussed is because we don't have the Beit HaMikdash by the side. But when the Beit HaMikdash is built, we have a din of a Korban Pesach. You cannot own Chomets when you shech the Korban Pesach. You cannot own chometz. Lo tishchar al chometz dam zivchi. Isser la bachumish in the Torah. What is the relationship between lo tishchar al chometz dam zivchi and the isser la of bayra and the essay of tashbis? What is the relationship? Please get it. Lo tishchar al chometz dam zivchi. Okay? Lo tishchar al chometz dam zivchi. You cannot own chametz when you shef your korban pesach. Is it the same hakdar as by Yerua or not? The Mishnah in Sochim on Samech Gimel Amud Aleph writes, if you shef your korban pesach, yes.
$1. Out of the 60 people, 55 left, they will give $1. My teacher says, I know you're Rabbi Kostin, I don't want to embarrass you, I'm not coming back no more. So I had a representative coming in to teach the class, called all the people, they all came back. Because the church or the crutch, fighting people for nothing. You give them free clothes, free everything. What are we doing? Venture around a soup kitchen for 15 years with a kosherist in Brighton Beach. Why a missionary house around it? They were giving nickel lunch in the tent and chicken dinner. And Baruch Hashem, that should have closed it down because we're giving it free, no charge. And we have 2 minions over there and so forth. We have it in Russian, we have it in English. Anybody who wants to help, that's your friend. We got no government helping. No foundation now. The only survivor from Jews like you. Do it 35 years. Rabbi Grossman said we lose 2 million Jews in the years to come. So you're the Shermans. You got to help a fellow Jew, favorite Jew. What do you say? Get involved with us. If you want to help, you can help. Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi, you're very nice to me. There's Russian, there's English. Are we Russian people? Please give it out. There's Russian, there's English. Tell people about this. You understand? Anybody wants free food? They come next to me. They got the free food in Georgia's, in Borough Park, in 44th, in 15th Ave, and most free no charge. Good mix of weather. Thank you.
My pleasure.
In the end, they can do it again. Just tell you why they're
here. Sure.
Over 15 years, sexship around a soup kitchen with a kosher, taking little kids out of jail, and taking homeless people in. That's what that's just all about.
Okay, let's continue. We were up to the topic of Lotishkar Achom and Dan Zivri. Can I check the Korban Pesach? You own the Korban Pesach. You own Chomets. Oh. Gemara says in Tzachim, Mishnah in Tzachim, Samach Gimel and Aleph. You shech the Korban Pesach while you own Chomets, you over this Isra Lav. Tosfos says, is the Korban Kosher. Bidyevit is the Korban Kosher. Tosfos writes in Tzachim, Samach Gimel and Aleph, Bidyevit, the Korban is Kosher. Why? Shiloshina Alam HaKosov Akiv. There's a famous klal in Kosher that until the Torah doubles and goes out of its way and says it's ma'akeh, loshina alav akosav la'akeh. The Torah never went out of its way to say that if you messed up this rule, it's possible. So therefore, Tosfos writes, this Korban Pesach is kosher b'dyavad, even though you own chametz. Because loshina alav akosav la'akeh. It's very interesting that Yushalmi learns from a pasuk. Yushalmi in Perek Tomid Nishchot, Halacha Dalet, writes from Lotishchot that you machshu the korban. There's a special pasuk that allows the korban to be kosher. And the question is asked by the Ibn Ozel, the great Rabbi Zalman, in Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach Perek Zion. Why on earth do we need a pasuk to be machshu the korban? Tosfos already said Lo Shina Alav Akasav La'akev. The Torah did not emphasize that it should be possible. Why do you need to dig up a possible? So Rabbi Zalman says, because if you shech the Korban Pesach while you own chametz, I would think it's like Mechusar Zman. It's the wrong time period. Because it's the wrong time period, I would deem it as being possible. It's a virtual type of not wrong time period, because you own chametz. Kamash Malan, the possible tells me that it's kosher. You can't rely just on Moshina Lava Kosov La'akeh, that the Torah didn't change it to be ma'akeh. Shina means that the Torah didn't go out of its way to emphasize it would be ma'akeh. So why must you dig up a pasuk? Because you would think if you shechted the Korban Pesach while what? While you own Chometz, David, I would think it's Mechusar Zman, it's in the wrong time. Which would be possible? Kamash Malan, the pasuk tells me that it's kosher. That's where Rabbi Zalman writes a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. That's what he wants to say. L'chura, this is a pella. Why is this a pella? What's the famous rule that we learn in Tzmura? On Daf Dalet Amud Aleph? If you're over an Isra Lav, E Ovid, Lo Mahani. What does that mean, Michael? If you're over an Isra Lav, it doesn't work. It's not how. The Lav is don't shech your Korban Pesach with Chometz. So I would think the Korban Pesach wouldn't be kosher. That's why you need to dig up a pussy and tell me it's kosher. Why does the Mr. Zalman have to stand on his head and say, the reason why I would think it's what Tosfos, because like Mechusar Zman, just say, Yavid Lomahani, like Rav and Tzmura, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. That's a bit of a telling of Mr. Solomon. But what I want to bring out is the following. Rashi on that Mishnah in Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, let's get it, writes Beferish that we equate Baal Yira'eh, Baal Yira'eh, Baal Yamatzeh with Lotishchan Acham and Stam Zitri, meaning they are the same getter, they are the same definition. If you're over Baal Yira'eh, you're over Lotishchan Acham and Stam Zitri. You're over Lotishchan Acham and Stam Zitri, you're over Baal Yira'eh, Baal Yamatzeh. Rashi writes a black and white on the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. However, please get it. Rebbe Kiveger in the Mishnayis. You know, Rebbe Kiveger wrote many different things. He wrote the Gilyan Hashas. He wrote Chubis Rebbe Kiveger. He wrote the Drush V'Chiddush. Right? Chidushi Rebbe Kiveger. He also has a parish on the Mishnayis, the Yochan of Boaz Mishnayis. You know the Yochan of Boaz Mishnayis? The Bartanur, the Tashyantif. On the side, it's Tosis Rebbe Kiveger on the Mishnayis. Rebbe Kiveger writes in his parish in the Mishnayis, Pirik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Osir Gimel, 3:3:13. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Osher Gimel. He writes the following Kiddush. Let's say someone has crossed a bridge and the bridge breaks. And he cannot get back home to get rid of his chametz. He forgot to get rid of his chametz. Can he go by through Yerushalayim and do the Korban Pesach? Yes or no? Says Rabbi Kiveger, Halacha L'maisa, even if he's not able to go back, what do you see? In such a case, what do you see? He says, you cannot check the Korban Pesach. Are you over by Rabbi Mutz in that case? Yes or no? Are you over by Rabbi Mutz in that case? No, you're an onus. You're an onus. Onus Rachmana Patre. You're an onus. And since you're an onus, what's the din? You're not over by Rabbi Matze, but still Rabbi Kiveger says you can't check the Korban Pesach. What do you see from that, Rabbi Kiveger? That there is no Isra by Ra on one hand, but there still is a what? A din of what? Lo Tishchan Alchemetz Dam Zitri. It's Beferish from Rabbi Kiveger that we make the split. There's a pitzul between Bayrabai Matze and Lotishra Chametz Dam Zippi. Also, the Onig Yomtiv in Simin Lamed Vav writes regarding a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakanit. Let's say someone is too tired, he's too ill to get rid of his Chametz. Can he what? Check the Korban Pesach or not? And he says, no, he cannot. Why not? Even though he's an onus regarding Bayrabai Matze, he says the Isser Lav of Lotishan Achamas Dam Zitri still exists. So Rabbi Kiva Eger and who else? The Onig Yontif and Simlam Lav make a distinction between Lotishan Achamas Dam Zitri and the Din of Bayrabai Matze. Is there any way to get out of this? Any way to get out of this? Pashtus. Okay, Pashtus says there is no way to get out of it. Unless you would say what? Is there any way to jive Rabbi Kiveger with something that we learned? What's the Patur of Onus? Go ahead, Eitan. Oh, maybe the lav still stays there. You're just not going to get nailed for it. So if the lav still stays there by your law, then the Lotishan Achamas Dam Zitri will exist. Excellent. Excellent, Eitan. So perhaps. Okay. So I want you to think about there's time now, Lamaisa. I wanted to finish this mahalah, but I wanted to go to something else. So that's the second mahalah about Lotishan Achamas Dam Zitri. If we have time, we'll go back to another. Now I want to move to Hallel on the night of the Seder. Okay? Hallel on the night of the Seder is very, very unique. And it is different from Hallel throughout the rest of the year. And there are 12 different questions that we have to ask that make Hallel on the night of the Seder different than how everywhere else. Let us begin. Number one, the Mishnah writes in Megillah, let's get them down. Mishnah writes in Megillah on Dafkoch, Ein Koren Hallel B'Yom. You only say Hallel during the daytime. The Gemara says, Shenemar Min Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o Mehulol Shem Hashem. Poshup Shad in the Pesuk is what? From the eastern part of the globe to the western part of the globe, we praise Hashem. But the Gemara has an added interpretation, means in the daytime. From sunrise to sunset, we say Hallel. Ein Karin Halal B'yom. We say Halal at the night of the Seder, it's Balayla. Against the Mishnah. First Kashya. Second Kashya. Women are putter from Halal throughout the whole year. It is a mitzvah Esrei Shabbos Man Groman. Why on earth are women reciting Halal the night of the Seder? All the mitzvahs of the Seder, men and women, are equal. Second Kashya. Third Kashya. Says in Shulchan Aruch in the end of Chelek Dalet in the Mishnah Brura, Hilchos Halal, you only can say Halal Mu'umot, Ha'omdim B'Beit Hashem. Ha'omdim B'Beit Hashem. Halal must be said Mu'umot, standing. In fact, the Bir Alach as all people is leaning on a shtender good. Is smicha is leaning on a shtender good or not? Smicha is ki'amide. Mir Alach says if the shtender would be removed, you fall down, it's not good. It's not considered to be amide. But if you're leaning out, you still be able to stand, it's a shayla. We sit when we say howl the night of the Seder. Third kashya. Number four. You say howl ala kos. The second and fourth bracha are halal. You're reciting a kos. I've never seen anyone say halal while a kos before. L'chaim, and then you say halal in the morning. You never saw anyone do that? Never saw it, son. All of a sudden, the night of the Seder, you're saying halal a kos. How could it be? Fourth kasha. That was the fourth kasha. Number five. There is a Gemara in Megillah that writes on Daf Yudim and Beis, if I'm not mistaken. The Malachim wanted to start singing praises to Hashem when the Mitzvah were drowning on the seventh day of Pesach. Hashem gets angry at them and says, I don't know if he gets angry, but he says to them, Musar, Masa Yadai Tovim B'yam V'atemom Rim Shira, my creatures are dying and you want to sing Shira? Therefore, based on that din, we only say a Chetzi Halal. When? On the seventh day and eighth day of Pesach. Why do we say only a chetzi halal during Chol HaMoed too? Because on Sukkot we say a full halal because every day has a special korban. Gemara Derech and Daf Yud. On Pesach it's the same korban. So therefore, on the first 2 days we say a full halal. The rest of the days we only say what? Chatzi. And then the seventh day for sure, because why? Ma'aseyadei Tovim B'yam. That's what the Shibbol Lekit says. Derech Agav, I want you to get this. What's the difference in Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach? Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. No, Al Pi Din. What's the difference, Al Pi Din, based on this? That there's not a korban, a new korban every day. When you end the Haftorah, what's the last bracha? A lot of people make a mistake about this. On Sukkos, it's Mekadesh. What? It's a Shabbos. It's Azmanim. Right? Mekadesh or Shabbos or Azmanim. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you have to mention Sukkos as well. Every day is a Simi Korban. What do you do on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach? Mekadesh HaShabbos alone, and that's it. Very important. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. A lot of people don't realize that mistake. You follow me? Shabbos, Sukkos, every day you must mention Sukkos. You need Korban. Pesach, you don't have that. Masayadei Tovim B'yam, we say half hollow. Natan. How do you say hollow in the night of the Seder? The firstborn Mitzvah were killed. What about the concept of Masa Yadei Tovim B'yam? Fifth Kasha. Six. There is no bracha on Hallel in the night of the Seder. You see, after Kiddushan and Tav Siman and cross a Hallel? No way. There is no bracha. Seventh Kasha. There's a Machlekes Ran and Tosfos. You must finish Halal by Chatzos. Everyone knows you got to finish the Afikomen by Chatzos. What is Chatzos? We should be makhbar for a Moshe, means Vinday. Many, Chronos says like 1258, whatever time it is during the year. But the Moshe has a unique sheet that always Chatzos is midnight. So we should try to be makhbar for a Moshe on this din. We should try. But there's also a din you must finish Halal by Chatzos. Tosfos says it's a din d'rabbanan. The Ran and Arvin Shach says a din d'oraisa. Why would there be a din d'oraisa to finish Halal by Chatzos? Can understand the d'rabbanan, okay. Dragged after that becoming. But of a bona fide din d'oraisa to finish Halal by Chatzos, why should this be? Eighth kasha. The Gemara in Titus on Chofeim and Aleph writes, Ein Omrim Halal Ela what? Mole Kresim and Nefesh Shveya. You're only allowed to say Hallel if your stomach is full. and you're satiated. At the night of the Seder, when you say challah, you satiated. Well, two cup of wine, go and drink one, and a stick of celery. Focus me, because I is supposed to only eat since the Machaber. Or not, that makes your stomach full. You're not supposed to eat a lot of herpes. You eat the teyama. How you saying challah? It's a breach of that Gemara. Ain't no rim challah. We could add a 13th kasha now. Let's add number what? 8. Number 9. You'll ask me, how do you say halal in the morning ever? Same kasha, extension. That's not really on the night of the Seder, but we'll say 8B. 8B, David. You're right, you could ask it as well. Number 9. There's a din quoted by the poskim. Let's remember this. There's a din quoted by the poskim, please. You must keep the matzah on the table during challah. A lot of people want to clean up everything by challah after the Shulchan Aruch, right? Challah split up. The post can point out you should keep the matzah on the table for challah. Why is there such a need for that? Not Birkas HaMazon. For Birkas HaMazon, we find the Shulchan Aruch split up. For challah, why? 10th kashya. These kashyas are so strong, why didn't it make the manistana? Manistana halal said, mikol halalos. Why not? Legitimate kasha. Not that funny, though. Okay? It's a legitimate kasha, a strong kasha. Remember we mentioned the other day from the Rav, why was an arbicosis in there? Remember? You don't remember we said that? What are we saying here? Extension of a save. Excellent, Michael. That's the two tukanas of favors. That's the 10th kasha. Very good, Michael. 11th kasha. What's 11th kasha? Lefika. What do you say at the end of Magid? Lefika. What is Lefika always? It's a connector. Therefore. You say a bunch of things before and you say, therefore I'm going to do this. What's the shot of the word Lefika then in Siv and the Sagada asks? You go through the whole Agada and then you say, therefore I have an obligation of what? Of singing praise and thanks to Hashem. It's unclear, it's very obscure, ambiguous what the connector is. You said the whole Agada, you're making all these drushes, and then it says Lefika. Very difficult. What's Lefika? It's right in the middle of Hallel. And lastly, number 12, Suda Be'emsa. You eat this grand meal. This grand meal. Did we mention this in the Parsha a few weeks ago? I don't think we did we, from the Rav? The Rav always said from the Seder, you see how the Jewish people partake about a meal. What's the biggest meal of the year? The Seder. But the Shulchan Aruch is really incidental, no? Really incidental. It's not the keyest part of the meal. So everything we do, everything we say, the different steps, the Kadesh Urchas, really is incidental. As soon as we come out of the Tzrayim, Hashem says, you have your freedom, please be Mekadesh Dechomer. I think we said this, no? Sanctify the mundane. Eat properly. The grandest meal of the year, the focal point, is not the meal itself. It's everything you do beforehand. So, you're saying in the middle of Hallel, you partake in a meal? Very bizarre. Eful Matzina, you eat a meal in the middle of Hallel. Never saw it before. 12 kashas on Hallel on the night of the Pesach. Oh. So there are two Mahalchim we want to offer to answer all these kashas. Each Mahalch won't answer them on their own, but combined, all 12 will be answered. The first mahalach is the following. The Mishnah writes in Pesachim at Kuf Tet Vav Amud Beis, Chayiv Adam Laharos Es Atzmo Kilu Yatzo Mitzrayim. Actually, it says Liros. The Rambam here says Laharos. You must demonstrate to others. Chayiv Adam Laharos Es Atzmo Laharos Lacher to show others Kilu Yatzo Mitzrayim. The experience we have at the night of the Seder is not recalling a nace. It's not zichro l'nes. It is halal alanes b'shachanes. We relive the experience. You go into a time machine. You relive the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we experience halal alanes b'shachanes mamish. If that's the case, many of these questions fall off. Number one, the Birka Yosef was asked, there was a boat that was about to capsize and was saved. A group of Yidden. They got off the boat at night. They asked the Birka Yosef, the great goal. Can we say halal? Can we say hallel? He said, you better believe you must say hallel. So someone asked, but it's against the Mishnah and Megillah, ain't Korin hallel of Yom. There are different types of hallel. There's hallel that has been taught, that has been tour on the category of Kriya. And then there's hallel that is Al Hanes. The requirement of hallel v'tur Kriya, that it must be what? Must be what? B'yol. That hallel must be B'yol. Only the first type, hallel v'tur Kriya, recitation. As the Rabban writes, it must be part of Simchas what? Simchas Yomtiv. Simchas Yomtiv, not just eat and drink, but to spiritually be happy through hallel. The Rabban says, how is it to be right? That's the hallel you say in the morning, Doug, David. Hallel Al-Anais doesn't be required to be B'yol. When you were saved, that's when you say hallel. Number two, were women saved when they came out of Mitzrayim? Yes or no? Of course they were. In fact, what does the Gemara say? B'zchusin kaniyos, we wouldn't have been saved. Because of the women we were saved. That's hallel anesh. You better believe that overrides within the Mitzvah Seshes Man Rava. Because you experience it in the time machine. Maisi Yadi Tobin Biyam. How does it answer Maisi Yadi Tobin Biyam? When is there a problem of Maisi Yadi Tobin Biyam? Please get this. When is there a problem? When what? When you're a sideline figure. The Malachim life wasn't online. Wasn't on the line. For them to sing Shira, it's a wrong thing. But if you yourself are saved, even though unfortunately other people died, you still have a requirement to say how. The firstborn mitzvah was either us or the firstborn mitzvah. We were what? Not recalling. We're not recalling. We're not sideline figures. Hanukkah's recalling. That's how all this was zikron anes. This is how all this underlined this. Bishat anes. Because it's really how all this could be too. Could be also the zikron. That's Hanukkah. There really are three types of hollow. On the Haggadah, it's number two. How all this bishat anes. Therefore, there's no breach of Masa Yadai Tovim Biyam. Therefore, the answer is number six. Why is there no bracha? What does Rav Haizon say in the Ron quotes? What is a bracha for? To put yourself in the right mindset. When you blow the shofar, as we say from the Rav many times, when you shake the lulav, to put yourself in a mindset, like the Note of Yudah said. Hinnin Mukhuna Mazuman is not needed. They said the Minig of Chassidim is not needed. The bracha itself should put you in the mindset. In fact, we say it was a matter for you to do the mitzvahs. Confronting Hashem with the mitzvah without a bracha is not right. Remember we said that? The Rambam compared Birkas Nenin with Birkas HaMitzvahs? The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos? That's if it's a want of Maisa Mitzvah. But if you're talking about something that's a spontaneous outcry of praise and thanks to Hashem, that shouldn't need a bracha. Shouldn't need a bracha. Hallel Alameh B'Shat Aneh is a spontaneous outcry of praise and thanks to Hashem. If that's the case, it is antithetical to have a bracha. You don't see Asher Kidshan comes out. We're not recalling, we're living it now. This is why, David, you must what? You must have a full stomach. You must have a full stomach. Because what is the ikar part of challah? What is the ikar part of challah? Please get this. Not before the meal. Many people go to sleep. I remember when I was a kid, you roll over on the couch after the meal. It's wrong. The most important part of challah is the one after the suda. And the truth is, David, you fulfill it. You are fully satiated. Because the Gemara in Tanis talking about when he had no rain. So when the rain came down, you praise Hashem. First you go home and have lunch, then you go back and praise Hashem. Because the warm-up before is just trying to make your suda, suda soda, right then and sit. The two paragraphs you say before is not really the hollow. It's just to declare the Suda as being a what? As being a Suda's Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Iker part of hollow he is the end. And there I'm doing it after I'm fully satiated. Oh! If that's the case, therefore, we understand the Lefikach. What does Lefikach mean, Aaron? What does Lefikach mean? We've experienced the time machine, therefore we have an obligation to praise and thank Hashem. The Lefikach makes beautiful sense now than it says. Because since it was Hallel Neis B'Shat Aneis, I have an obligation to thank and praise Hashem because I lived it. And that's the shot of the word Lefikach. So this Mahalach answers how many of the kashes? Laila, Noshim, Maisi Yadi Tom Biam, Ein Bracha, Nefesh Shveya, and what else? Blafikach. I believe six of what? Six of the 12. This mahalach that it's a special type of halach. Halach anesh b'shach anesh. Oh, let's conclude with the following. What'd you say? That would also answer why the meal is in between. Very good, Jeremy. The answer is seven, because you want to what? You're fulfilling your nefesh shveya. Exactly. Okay, very good. You have to have a meal before you say halal anes. Excellent. Then there is a second mahalach, and let's say it quickly. Please get it. Based on a Rashi and Sochem Lamed Bava and Aleph, where the Gemara says, Lechem Oni. What does it say, Zach, in the name of Shmuel? Lechem Oni, bread of affliction. What's Shmuel's Rasha? Lechem Sha'onim Alav Varim Harbe. That you answer a lot of things about it. What does Rashi say? She'omrim alav magid, v'gomrim alav halel. Rabbi Nachmanu of Sukkah Kuf Tetzayin says chatzi halel. Rashi says what? Halel gomer. Halel on this night, according to Rashi, is not hilchos halel, it's hilchos matzah. Part of the mitzvah of matzah is to eat it and speak about it and praise Hashem. To dinin matzah. Memela, you do it Balila, Be'erev Tochel Matzah. When is the Shmuel Matzah eat? At night. Why are women Mechuyev? Women are Mechuyev in the Matzah just as men. Anyone has an Isser Chometz says a Chiyev Matzah. Why must you sit? Because you must eat at Bathseba. How is mandated, subsumed as an ancillary, a subcategory of Matzah? You sit for the Matzah, you sit for the Halal. Why is it Alakos? Because it's prescribed, it has all the dinim of the Seder. Halal is patterned after all the major dinim of the Seder. It's not Hilchos Halal. Why is there no bracha? Because the bracha on the matzah, the special bracha on the matzah, covers the bracha on the halal. You'll tell me you started saying the what? Halal before? What's the answer? Not really halal. The halal afterwards is the ikkar halal. If you combine it with the first mahalach. Why is there a din d'oraisa in the last says you must finish by chatzos? Because halal is an ancillary of what? Of the matzah. Why must the matzah be on the table when you say halal at the end? To show, because halal is a part of subsumed under the din of matzah. Why is it not in the manishtana? Because it is. It's subsumed under matzah. And lastly, also, why is there a suit in the meal, Jeremy? Because also it's based on the prescription of the halachas of the Seder. That is the answer that we want to give. Regarding the Rav said it's based on Rabban and the Mechamas Hashem, where it says, what is the most, I want you to get this, we'll close with this. What's the most important part of Magid? Rav Gamliel. You should say it in English if there are those that don't know Hebrew. Say it in Hebrew and in English. Anyone who doesn't say, right? Mishalo what? Mishalo Amr lo yotze nechobaso. So the Rabban and the Mechamas Hashem in Bracha says one line where he says it's part of the din of matzah. It's not a separate din magid. It's not a separate din halal. It's subsumed under matzah. That would answer the famous kasha many Achronim ask, and we'll answer it in a different way another time this year. Why is there no bracha in the midst of Sipur Yeshiyas Mitzrayim? Because maybe Sipur is an ancillary of matzah. There's a bracha on matzah, so the bracha on matzah covers the midst of Sipur. Okay, this is the mahalach that we have regarding what? Regarding how on the night of the Seder. Now, there's a few other dinim we got to get. We're going to go Tishka Chometz Tav Zivchi. Everyone have a slocha chador. If you call me, hope. The question is 9:30 tomorrow. Okay. Everyone's got to stay on time. Let's